It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Entertainment Earth have posted a G.I. Joe-related pre-order on their Drop Zone for the 27th of April. Thanks to Tristan McDonald for the heads up on this one, but Entertainment Earth have posted a G.I. Joe related pre-order on their Drop Zone webpage. EE often use this page to tease upcoming pre-order drops before they are officially announced, and now we have another one to look forward to for G.I. Joe. Now the post states the following: Thursday, April 27, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. G.I. Joe / action figures. If you like Cobra and you like G.I. Joe and you like action figures, set up a reminder for this special deal. What a conundrum. On one hand, it does say this special deal, which could simply point to a money off sale for some of their G.I. Joe figures. That said, it would be strange to promote it in this way if that were the case. This could be anything, honestly, and with no brand live event seemingly happening in 3 days, then this is just a fun surprise. Usually it could be anything from bobbleheads to mouse pads, but the text clearly states action figures for both G.I. Joe and Cobra. That usually only means one of a few possible options: Classified, O-Ring, Higher Toys, Mezco, 3-0 or Super 7. Now if it were Higher, Mezco, 3-0 or Super 7, then I would imagine EE would use their logos, and I don't think anything is scheduled that we are aware of there. It probably isn't O-Ring related, seeing as Hasbro have not ventured near it for some time now, and it would also be odd if it were Classified, but they have revealed a lot of figures recently and only some of those were pre-orders during the last live event. We know it's not Tiger Force, Dusty or Python Patrol Crimson Guard because they're exclusive to Target, so I'm really left scratching my head here, and that could just mean that we have a nice surprise coming and stop worrying about it, but pre-order drops give me PTSD now due to all the work it entails in just reporting on it. After all that though, I can easily see this one being a special money off sale on figures, so brace for impact anyway, and I will see you at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the 27th. Anyway, what do you guys think? Any ideas on what it could be? Will you be setting reminders for this one just in case? What would you like it to be, and why is the answer G.I. Joe underpants? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will have a big Hasbro interview coming this week with Lenny and Emily from the G.I. Joe brand team, more unboxing videos, name only reveal deep dives for Big Boa and Mutton Junkyard, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.